I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
Boy, the mystery heats up over near Dumbo, where somebody stumbled onto human remains at Brooklyn Bridge Park the other day. Well, last night, more potential remains found over near a spot that's supposed to be a place for fun. Are the remains from the same person? And actually, the ME is trying to determine if, in fact, it's from a person. This latest gruesome discovery, part two, is where we begin our news on this Wednesday. Juliet Popup at Brooklyn Bridge Park leading us off.
It appears to be the remains of a leg, a thigh bone, that washed up early this morning on the rocks at the shoreline near historic Jane's Carousel at Brooklyn Bridge Park. The medical examiner's office will confirm whether it is linked to remains that were discovered Monday nearby. That's when a woman saw what has been identified as a skull and other bones upon the rocks. They were wrapped in clothing and included boots. A parks employee was summoned, and they called police. Investigators will try to determine an identity and how the body parts got there. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Isn't that crazy? They keep finding these bones out there? We'll keep track of the developments. This is an area near 55 Water Street, everybody. If you know anything about it, of course, they want you to call Crime Stoppers. Mayor Adams set to sign an executive order today, meantime, for every city agency to search high and low to see if they have any surplus space that could be turned into an apartment or some other living space. It could be a garage down at sanitation or an underused parking lot. They're also looking at surplus space libraries, the city pretty desperate to find affordable housing. The mayor says, relax, we're not going to get rid of parking spaces and shut down libraries. We're just looking for spaces that aren't being utilized right now. The executive order clears the way for a task force that'll aggressively look for space to develop affordable housing. If there's a Starbucks out there with a vacant supply room, I'll take that. Might come in handy when I wake up for a late night snack, as long as I don't stump my little toe on the legs of the espresso machine. So don't look now, but a data bank which keeps information used for background checks says it was hacked over the weekend, exposing people's personal info, including their socials, email addresses, phone numbers. A New York congressman apparently was one of the victims.
The crime, a massive data breach at a company that does background checks. The victims, 2.9 million people, including Democratic Congressman Richie Torres, who represents the 15th District in the Bronx. He spoke to 1010 Winds.
I am among the millions of Americans whose Social Security number was not only hacked, but leaked onto the dark web.
The company, National Public Data, confirmed the breach, including names, email addresses, phone numbers, mailing addresses, along with Social Security numbers, by a cyber criminal that calls itself DOD.
It's an alias that's meant to deceive.
To find out if you're a victim too, go to pentester.com. Monica Guy, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in the Bronx.
And by the way, Winds family, I checked out that website to make sure it works, you know, before we go sending you out there and information like this. The website is Pentester, P-E-N, not P-I-N, just so you know. Pentester.com. We like to check before we put that out there. Folks go out there and can't find what they want. Out in Fresh Ponds, they're looking for the duo who pretended to be maintenance workers, wink, wink, and robbed a family yesterday. Two unidentified people approached a 28-year-old guy near Gates Avenue and Fresh Pond Road. Well, while one of them talked to him, the other showed him the business end of a firearm. Then they pushed their way into his house. They say a 70-year-old lady was inside. They ripped off a gold bracelet, about $18,000 cash, it says here. The men fled the location in a dark-colored SUV heading westbound on Gates. Nobody was hurt, by the way. Some big doings in Bed-Stuy today. One of City Harvest's 9 mobile markets showed up helping feed New Yorkers in need with fresh fruit and veggies and healthy alternatives. Mary Lynn Buckley went over there at the Tompkins houses when the food cavalry arrived.
People are lined up around the corner to have healthy options to feed their families, from cabbage to pineapples and so much more. Pedro Urbeas from City Harvest says this is a farmer's market styled approach.
Unlike probably a typical pantry where you would go somewhere and they would just kind of have everything set up for you, you go to each station and receive food based on kind of your household size. And you get to choose what you want. Gives them a little bit more autonomy and dignity to the process.
Natsu Bamba is online trying to help feed her family of four. She tells us she grew up eating the food that City Harvest gave out to her mom.
It definitely helps a lot being here to provide us with extra food, especially now during inflation.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Bed-Stuy.
That's all right. Good for you, City Harvest. Good for you. Switching gears now, and math scores are out for New York City 3rd through 8th graders, and there are some surprises, good and bad. Math scores went up by 3.5 points, but while English and language arts scores went up by nearly 2 points in grades K through 2, they went down by nearly 3% in grades 3 through 8. These are only rounded percentages, by the way. They're calling the decrease in English a result of new literacy strategies, which might take some, you know, adjustments on part of teachers and students. But overall, officials are calling the numbers a win. Chancellor David Banks said significant change doesn't happen overnight, and the slight decline in the English numbers represent a transitional period, he called it. Well, one thing you do not do when it comes to college students and their food, do not leave them hanging. Students at a local community college protested in the spring when the vendor who was supposed to be providing their meals flew the coop. Yeah. Left the kitchen empty. Well, the good news, there's a new vendor headed to the campus.
Students were beyond not happy when they found out food was no longer available on campus at Nassau Community College last April because the vendor abruptly quit and only vending machines were left for food options. But now Jerry Kornbluth, vice president for community relations, says a new company will provide food starting on the first day of school, September 3rd.
And also the college is in the process of securing the franchise for Starbucks.
He says the good news, food choices will be constantly changing depending on what students want.
Where the other company wanted $320,000 a year, our contract with the new group and no investment from the college.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Nassau County, Long Island.
Yeah, the kids are like, don't be messing with the food now.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.